One, two, three. Welcome to Security Guy Radio, SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017 Las Vegas. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Chad Holmes.
Chad, I forgot to give you the radio briefing, microphone briefing. Hold it right about here and talk
right
in that
there.
Sweet spot. Yeah, right about
okay,
there.
Great.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, so you're with EY.com.
That's right.
And what do you guys do?
Yeah, so we provide strategy program services for clients, you know, really driving system integration work and operational work around their whole lifecycle as it relates to cybersecurity.
That's too complicated for me. You better take that one.
That's a lot.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell us more about what that is.
Yeah, so we provide everything from, I would say, non-technical services, helping organizations understand what their gaps are, what their security posture is, and then really driving out really how to get it implemented into their organization. What does that really mean? How they work with the different business units to implement that side in their organization.
It's kind of logistics in a way, kind of.
In some aspects, right? It's really focused around risk security, cybersecurity aspects of the organization.
So you're getting it done. You're managing the process to get it done.
We are.
All right. Interesting. Now, what kind of clients do you guys have?
So we service across the spectrum, but most of our clients are in the Fortune 400, typically. The larger clients that are really focused on how to secure their larger organization, multinationals, typically.
So what I've never understood is almost everybody we talked to today, it's a great product, right? But it's people with a lot of money that are using it. And can a smaller company use you? Is it cost prohibitive? Or what's the blocking that's preventing smaller companies to getting into this space to help secure stuff?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Based off our service and our tier of offerings, we're very focused on providing services for organizations. But our security operations center, our managed services offerings, our cyber as a service offerings, they are more down market, where organizations that don't have the talent or the people, they can really purchase services to help them capitalize on what they need to do around cyber.
So let's talk about that. I'm a EY alum from very back in the day.
Oh, very impressive.
Yes. And they have a really awesome unit called Events Security Center, and I don't know if that's still the name.
It does, yeah, it is.
Let's talk, can you talk about a little bit of the services that come out of that group?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've kind of evolved that over the years, too. So we do have the ASCs with the Advanced Security Services or centers. We do also have a very, we're about to release and open up a Cyber Innovation and Operations Center.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to really provide everything from advanced attack and penetration services out of that center, from providing system integration services and really security operation services, 24/7 analysis of organizations, working with them and identify threats as they come up.
And is that to serve the need of cybersecurity as a service model that has kind of really changed the landscape of how businesses consume cybersecurity services?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. Like to your point earlier, it's how does people consume services from if they're very high and costly? If you center-base those services and become them as a service model, people are easily to consume those services, and it comes at a lower cost point to the organization, too.
So. Excellent. So that's pretty interesting.
Now tell me what you did at EY. What did you get your certificates there? What did you do?
I ran the security operations centers both in Houston and in New York. Really long time ago. Kind of
really long
got
time
my
ago.
Chops
yeah, she's like
there.
29 years old. It's a really long time ago. See that white hair? This is a long time
I got to
ago.
Work with a lot of very highly capable hackers. Let's just put it at that.
Now, you're a young lad yourself. How long have you been in this business?
So I've been in cybersecurity around 18, 19 years.
Okay.
Been at EY about 18 months, give or take. I was the former CTO for FireEye for right before moving over to EY. So, yeah, I've been in advanced security
now,
for a while.
Now, are you a CTO or a CISO? Or?
So I'm the acting cyber CTO for the cyber practice. But I live on the advisory side, the consulting side.
So differentiate a CTO from a CISO, CISO for me.
Yeah, so
because I get confused on those two things.
Yeah, very well. It really blurs the line when it's a cyber CTO because it's pretty much really what a CISO is, but just don't have the operational overhead of protecting my personal organization. I help organizations protect themselves instead of me protecting EY. We do have a global CISO at EY.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. All right, that makes sense. So you're outsourced to them in a way.
Yes.
Is it a consultancy kind of contract?
Yeah, so we do service our own internal organization, just like we service other clients from a consulting perspective.
What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about in the cyber world?
It varies. I would say the new trends around digital transformation, making organizations and industries to become more technology companies, even though historically they have not been, is really changing how organizations are advancing innovation around IT. And what that's really doing is taking security to really go from a really reactive organization and really a proactive organization side, how the organizations build their solutions and go to markets. So if they continue to adopt new solutions or drive new advancements without security or cybersecurity involvement in that life cycle, then 5 years from now, what is that landscape going to look like, right? So that's kind of really the scary part. We could talk about nation states and malicious actors and everything else, but fundamentally we have to address how are we developing products, getting them to market, and how organizations are transforming and incorporating cybersecurity into that model.
Now, is this where the innovation side of EY building up that practice is coming to address those needs of the market?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really working with organizations, co-developing, building that strategy, building that architecture. How are we innovating code, co-developing intellectual property with organizations? Even embedding our product security experts into that development lifecycle. Really becoming a staple inside that development lifecycle.
What about the tech startup community? What is EY doing in terms of bridging that gap and bringing that innovation and being part of it so that you can offer that as a core offering to your customers as well?
Right. No, yeah, that's a great point.
Cutting edge type
stuff. Yeah,
she has the best question.
Well, we do have a Entrepreneur of the Year program at EY. We've had it for many of years. Most of the core startups, a lot of the organizations and vendors you see today here at Black Hat have been or won that award in some way, shape, or form. And that really helps us kind of really push our innovation of how we work with the startups and the startup community, and how do we, continue to bring their products to our clients.
Excellent. I need to sign up for that award. Coming at you, EY.
Chad Holmes, EY.com. What a great, easy website to remember. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2017. I'm sorry, wrong year. Appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks a lot.
Great.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.